On this week's News and Views, we profile the writer Frank McCourt, a recent guest of the Philadelphia Speaker Series. McCourt came to international attention in 1996 with the publication of Angela's Ashes, a best-selling memoir of his childhood in Ireland in the 1930s and 40s. The book won the 1997 Pulitzer Prize for Biography and was made into an Oscar-nominated movie. He's since written two other successful books, Tiz, about his life in New York City as a young man, and Teacher Man, about the 30 years he spent working in the New York public school system. Frank McCourt achieved success as a writer later in life. He was 65 when Angela's Ashes was published. He says he never dared to even dream that the book could be such a success.
I expected a mild reception, or less than mild, maybe no reception at all. I thought I'd write this book, and I had no agent. My dream was to go into a big bookstore when the book was on the shelves. It would come out, they'd put two or three copies on the biography section, and I'd watch people fingering it and looking at it, and that would give me enough satisfaction. I didn't expect to make any money or anything like that.
And although he was in his 60s when he was finally published, Frank McCourt had throughout his life been obsessed with literature. He says when Angela's Ashes was finally finished, he was its toughest critic.
At the end of it, when I look back, and I thought I'd buy it. I'd buy it myself, because I thought I did the best I could. I found a voice, I found a style that I think is fairly unusual. It taught from the point of view of a child going from 4 to 19, which I realised later on is exactly what James Joyce did with Portrait of the Artist. Only his book is a little more sophisticated than mine.
Frank McCourt's first memoir, Angela's Ashes, details a very tough childhood. His father, an alcoholic, left his family poor and destitute before finally abandoning his wife and four children. McCourt quit school at 13 in order to work to feed his mother and three younger brothers. He says writing helped liberate him from a sense of resentment about his early experiences.
Well, I've been able to free myself a lot of stuff that I grew up with. In school, I think it was a very unkind atmosphere, and we were always afraid. And then when I left Ireland at 19, I would go back from time to time, but I always went back with a chip on my shoulder. You know, I would see a priest that had been mean or a schoolmaster, and I wanted to knock them off their bicycle. And that lasted a long time. But then I started writing about going to school and my family and the rest of it. And you want to blame somebody, but I would look at these priests and look at these schoolmasters and Edwards, and they're all men of their time.
Now, while never forgetting the way it was, Frank McCourt has an appreciation for the Ireland of today.
Music, poetry, the literature, the spoken word, all of that. Yeah, the scenery's like, but it's the people.
Frank McCourt was born in Brooklyn, but following the death of his sister, his parents moved the family back to his mother's native Limerick, Ireland, when he was four. He still sounds Irish, but he says that's not who he is.
I'm not Irish, and I'm not Irish-American. New York with the Irish ingredients.
And an Irish accent.
An Irish accent, yeah. And I'm always aware of the Irish thing. I'm constantly drawn to Irish literature. I can't get away from it. Not that I want to.
Frank McCourt also believes that his writing would have been very different had he not spent his adult life in New York City.
It's of New York because of what I experienced as a teacher. The 30 years in the classroom led directly to a room in New York where I started writing Angela's Ashes.
Now at age 77, Frank McCourt is turning his hand to fiction and is working on his first novel.
It shouldn't come as hard as it's coming, but I keep changing the focus and I keep changing the characters. But the thing is, I haven't spent enough time on it.
Any clues as to plot, location?
Well, the location is Brooklyn in the 1980s, and it has to do with the neglected segment of the population called teachers and what they're really like, because you rarely come across them in fiction.
Writer Frank McCourt appeared recently at the Philadelphia Speaker Series, which is presented by Widener University and sponsored by WRTI. I'm Jim Cotter, WRTI News.